Welcome to Zion's Saturday Call to Sunday Morning Worship, presented by 105-year-old Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill, Alabama, raising the call to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in Baldwin County. We are a church of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, which grew out of Norwegian Lutheran pietism more than a century ago. God's call to worship is simple and straightforward. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's Psalm 29, verse 2. You and I are not worthy to come into the presence of our Heavenly Father. Believers from the very early days of worship have confessed their sins, their inadequacies, and their decisions which have separated them from God. Lutherans share a public confession each Sunday morning. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we come for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, God promised us to hear this kind of prayer. Psalm 145, verses 17 through 20 explains, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy." When we worship together, we affirm the great doctrines and teachings of the historic church by reciting one of the creeds of the faith. The Apostles' Creed states, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen." During the Saturday morning devotional series, we will be taking several moments to look at worship through the eye of the Bible. Good morning from us in Silver Hill and from Zion Lutheran Church as we look to devotions today with Zion's Saturday Call to Sunday Morning Worship. Yes, it is Saturday morning again, and we are looking to tomorrow and Sunday morning worship. Today we are going to focus on Jesus as he talks about priorities for life. Specifically, what priorities are involved in worship as we look forward to worship tomorrow? Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. "Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Life is full of worries and concerns. Here we are in Baldwin County, right on the Gulf of Mexico, and right in the middle of a continuing recession. Don't we have reason to worry? Worry about food, worry about drink, worry about clothing. The Gentiles of Jesus' day were centered on material things that were palpable and measurable. We know that such things are recurring needs. Yes, the people of Jesus' day, both the Jewish people and everybody else, had these concerns and needs, and we have them today. The world 2,000 years ago, after the earthly ministry of Jesus, is no different from the time of Jesus, or think of Adam and Eve after the Garden of Eden. Do you think that they did not have these same concerns that mankind has today? When we look elsewhere in this Gospel of Matthew, we find some relevant verses that help us see the issue of worry about the needs of life a little more clearly. Matthew 4:4 says, it is Jesus talking, "But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." We can worry all we want, but the buck really stops with God and His Word. Or Matthew 15:33, there is a huge crowd wanting to listen to the Lord. Jesus is interacting with His disciples, looking at the needs of the crowd. His disciples have worry, not assurance. Aren't they exactly like us? Matthew writes. Then His disciples said to Jesus, "Where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a large multitude?" People do worry, you see. They worry about the necessities of life. In our case, we worry about the economy on the Gulf Coast, or we worry about the destruction of industry and jobs and homes because of this big oil spill that doesn't seem to end. How is it possible that Jesus can tell you and me not to worry? Look at what the Lord Jesus says. Virtually everybody, certainly the concrete-oriented Gentiles, worry about these things. But then Jesus says this, "Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." You see, our doubts deny God's hand at work in our lives when we deny that God is really in control of all life. St. Paul gives some insight into this in Ephesians 4:17. He says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind." Simply put, when we deny God at work in our needs, we have a mind that is pursuing the wind, pursuing futile and worthless things. No, our Heavenly Father knows our needs and ministers to each of us, whatever the need. Psalm 103:13 explains, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord deeply loves those who revere him." And in Matthew 6, Jesus says, "Your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." People do miss the boat when they underestimate the love of God and His intervention into human life. 2,700 years ago, the prophet Isaiah was dealing with similar worries and concerns. We find these words recorded by the prophet, Isaiah 63, verses 15 and 16. "Look down from heaven and see from your habitation, holy and glorious. Where are your zeal and your strength, the yearning of your heart and your mercies toward me? Are they restrained?" "God," Isaiah writes, "where are you?" He continues, "Doubtless you are our father, though Abraham was ignorant of us and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, O Lord, are our Father. Our Redeemer from everlasting is your name." That is, God does not forget His people. He does not forget you in the middle of your concerns in these trying times on the Gulf. Jesus tells you, "Your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Well, so what are we to do? Jesus Christ is pretty clear. Forget about these worries. Instead, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Jesus was talking in the Sermon on the Mount in similar terms. Jesus says, Matthew 5:6, "Blessed," that is, "happy, are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." To be filled, to have what is needful for life, it starts with our seeking the Lord first. Now, we have been focusing on worship in these Saturday morning devotions. We have been looking to God's Word for some direction in worship. Seeking the kingdom should have something to do with our worship, don't you think? Jesus has been talking about worries and needs and wants in these three little verses from Matthew 6. Psalm 34, verses 9 and 10, and Psalm 37, 3 and a few other verses actually explain why God is trustworthy and why our worries are so foolish. Psalm 34, "Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints. There is no want to those who fear Him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." Psalm 37, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness." Yes, God is faithful to His people. The psalmist goes on, "The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever." You and I are locked in time, but God sees our beginning and our end, and God cares. His care continues for His people forever. The psalmist says clearly that God's people, they shall not be ashamed in the miserable time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. "I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Trusting God takes the worry off our plate and puts our Heavenly Father in perspective. Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Many times we struggle with life. We are at odds with God, and we are at odds with our spouse and our children and our boss and our bank and even with our lawnmower. Isn't life too short for these struggles? Sunday morning worship is not a time to struggle. Seek the kingdom of God first. Seek Jesus Christ, Son of God, who brings the balm to soothe the wounds of life. Seek Christ in worship and hold on to him. Not only will Christ deal with those worries, but Jesus himself tells us, John 15, verses 4 through 6, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned." What is priority for worship then? The kingdom of heaven, the desires of our Heavenly Father to know him by studying and learning from his word. And of course, that word points us to the Son, Jesus Christ. Pretty good focus for a Sunday morning worship, eh? Here's a couple of words from our parishioners about worship at Zion.
What things do you have to have a meaningful worship?
We come there to worship and praise the Lord and thank him for the many blessings he's given us. And it's just a wonderful fellowship to be in the Word with the Lord at Zion.
Can you do that without a liturgy?
No, I think liturgy is very important for one reason. Is the liturgy is taken definitely from the Bible. There's some people that say they don't understand the liturgy, but if they'll take the liturgy and go to the Bible, they'll see that it's the Word of God expressed in music.
What things do you have to have if you're going to have good worship?
Well, it's more than one thing, really.
Okay, what kinds of things do you look for in worship?
Not talking about everyday things. Talk about what we should think about when we go to church. I like the way you deliver the Word of God.
We are coming to the end of our time together. Let's share the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Well, please receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill invites you to liturgical worship tomorrow at 10 a.m. We use the familiar classic Common Service, which has been a choice of a variety of Lutheran church bodies for the last century. Got more time? Come to Sunday school at 9 a.m. Want midweek Bible study? Join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for an hour of study and a time of prayer. Are you a lady? How about considering our monthly women's Bible study at 10 a.m. on the last Saturday of the month? And men, think breakfast before work. Our Men's 7:10 Breakfast and Speaker Fellowship meets at 7:10 a.m. on the second Tuesday of the month. Zion is located a block off State Highway 104 at 15875 4th Avenue at 7th Street in beautiful Silver Hill, just across the street from the Silver Hill School. Zion Lutheran Church is a congregation of the AFLC, the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in America. Specific information about Zion Lutheran Church can be obtained at www.lutheransinsilverhill.com or by calling 251-945 5209. Goodbye, and God bless you until we meet again next Saturday at 7:30 a.m.